Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, let's go to our CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline as we try to keep you up to date on the latest news regarding the COVID-19 and this pandemic. And I want to bring in a good friend, Mark Trainer. He's the CEO of UCare and joins us this morning. Mark, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. Good morning, and thanks for having me on. Good to be with you and your listeners.
Well, great to have you with, and of course, timing is really nice. It's great to have you on this morning because we heard the governor announce yesterday, Mark, that our health plans here in Minnesota have agreed to waive costs for treatment of COVID-19, and I want to get your reaction over there at UCare, if you could tell our listeners more about that.
Sure, Dave. Well, working with Governor Walz, who has been such a strong and empathetic leader during this crisis, UCare joined with other Minnesota nonprofit health plans in waiving copays, coinsurance, and deductibles applicable to hospital services needed to treat COVID-19. This applies to fully insured plans, and in the case of UCare, that means all of our plans. If someone is on an employer plan that is self-funded, they'll want to check with their employer about whether this waiver applies. But this is an exciting step forward for health plans and for their members. We don't want any of our members to worry. There are many people who have a long list of worries. They've lost their jobs. They've perhaps had to shutter their businesses. They are sick, or their loved ones are sick, or they're feeling alone. I wanted to make sure that our members can cross off their worry list whether they can afford to access the treatment they need if they indeed acquire COVID-19.
Mark, behind the scenes, when you get an executive order like this, how much preparation do you need, or are you ready to roll right away?
Well, we are ready to roll, Dave, because it's something that we've been discussing for a while. And when we voluntarily agreed to take this step, we, of course, had to size whether there was a significant financial impact. And, of course, there is a financial impact. But as we considered taking this step, we thought about the many Minnesotans every day who are rallying to the challenge of fighting this unprecedented pandemic, particularly the healthcare workers who are making heroic sacrifices. As a community-based nonprofit health plan whose sole shareholder is the community, it was just a modest contribution on our part to help collectively move us through this difficult period. It was the right thing to do, Dave. So we're ready to apply it. There is some operational work that's required, but we'll be ready to apply the waiver as soon as folks start accessing the care they need.
And here's what's interesting, folks, about Mark. I bring this up because I know you said that many Minnesotans will receive coverage through their employer that have self-insured plans, and that the Department of Health and Commerce don't have regulatory authority over those plans. But I bring that up because for those of you who don't know, Mark was an attorney at the Minnesota Department of Human Services and also worked as an assistant attorney general for Minnesota Attorney General's office. And I know you're the board chair of the Minnesota Council of Health Plans, so you have a pretty good handle on this. But I'm glad you mentioned that as well for those who have self-insured plans. Apparently, just a little bit different.
Indeed, that's right, Dave. And I do have some background working in state government, and we've been a strong partner with the state. We really are only going to be able to move through this pandemic together. And the state has reached out and has worked closely with all businesses, including health plan companies, to make sure that Minnesotans can access the care they need.
Any other priorities right now, Mark, over at UCare during the pandemic we're looking at?
Well, Dave, we just want to make sure that our members understand their coverage and benefits. So we set up a dedicated phone line with the customer services team to answer COVID-19 questions. We have a lot of information on our website, ucare.org. We're doing a lot to make sure, of course, that our members are safe and healthy. And so particularly those who have chronic health conditions, may have disabilities or are socially isolated. So our care management teams have stepped up their telephone outreach for those members to make sure they're taking their medication and are staying as healthy as they can. We're also working closely with our providers, Dave. Their world's turned upside down, as you know. Many of the clinic services that folks used to receive face-to-face are now provided by telephone. So we've expanded our telehealth coverage to cover those telehealth visits between patients and doctors. So we're doing a lot related to COVID-19, as well as just making sure that we're moving forward with all our strategic priorities in being an affordable, high-quality solution for Minnesotans for Medicare, Medicaid, and individual and family plans.
I appreciate that, Mark. What's a contact point for a website?
UCARE.org, UCARE.org. And thanks so much for having me on, Dave.
Yeah, good to talk to you. I wish it was over different circumstances like in the summertime, but I know we'll stay in touch and chat some more. Thanks so much, Mark. I appreciate the update.
Thank you, Dave. Have a good day.
Mark Trainer, he is the president and CEO of UCARE, but as I mentioned, he's got a good handle on things. He served as UCARE's executive legal counsel since 2002, acted as the main lawyer for them and led the legal team and provided oversight for all sorts of things. So he has a really good handle on that, as you would want him to, and thought you'd enjoy hearing the latest on that. Now, there's another story that's really interesting this morning, and that's we get out and walk, and we talk with Mark about making sure we exercise and stay in shape. We've chatted about that before here on the station. We did yesterday, as a matter of fact, with our friend Lisa. But I do want to mention our park board president and no beaches this summer around Minneapolis. And so we're going to find out about that as John O. joins us next here on WCCO.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.